Hey, I'm Jennifer Hurwitz, best-selling author of the books One Happy Divorce and Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda. I'm a relationship coach, a public speaker, and I'm the mom of two of the most kick-ass teenage boys around. Raw, authentic, and insightful, this podcast is a no-bullshit slice of reality for anyone curious about what it looks like to get divorced. On Doing Divorce Right, we'll give you the tools you'll need to navigate your relationships, whether you're contemplating divorce or have already signed the papers. We'll figure it out together without taking ourselves too seriously here on Doing Divorce Right podcast. The Sober Link system is designed to make parenting time safer with real-time remote alcohol monitoring. SoberLink uniquely combines a breathalyzer with wireless connectivity and is the only system that includes facial recognition, tamper detection, and advanced reporting. Parents can submit a test anytime, anywhere, thanks to SoberLink's wireless technology, which delivers test results by text message or email to the concerned parties. Simplify co-parenting arrangements by using the system that provides transparency and proof of sobriety throughout the day. Flexible schedules combined with real-time delivery of results make SoberLink the experts in remote alcohol monitoring technology. It's my pleasure to offer my listeners $50 off your device. Just email info@soberlink.com and mention Doing Divorce Right. But hurry, it's for a limited time only. SoberLink.com. Good morning. Good morning. This is Doing Divorce Right. Hi, welcome. I'm Jennifer Hurwitz. I'm your host every single Tuesday, and I'm just so glad to be here back from hiatus. Oh my gosh, what a summer. Quarantining, doing all that fun stuff, I'll tell you. I'm just glad to be back in front of the microphone, and I have the most amazing guests per usual. I do this for you. I bring you amazing guests. I know. I love it. I love it. And today is no exception. I have an amazing guy here. I love when I have gentlemen, friendly guys on my podcast. I usually have a bunch of girls talking about divorce and relationships and all that good stuff. But today I have Chris Beck, who I'm just so grateful to have here. Chris, I'm so happy. He's the Vice President of Business Development for SoberLink Healthcare. You guys, this is going to be a really good podcast. It's something that I'm actually just really like not familiar with. So when I have something that I'm not familiar with on my show, it's great to be able to have someone that knows what they're talking about. Technology is not my jam. I'm not really good at it. So this is going to be informational for me as well as you. So just really listen up and tune in. This is an important subject and I'm really, really just, Chris, I'm glad to have you here. So let me read your bio and then I'll bring you out. Chris's primary responsibilities include working with family law judges, attorneys, and healthcare professionals across the country to educate them on SoberLink's modern approach to alcohol monitoring for child custody cases. He has led over 25 one-hour educational presentations and continues to find new opportunities to raise awareness around alcohol monitoring and child safety. So important. Chris and his wife, Sheila, are licensed foster care parents in North Carolina and spend their free time advocating for children in their local community. His family welcomed a new foster baby, congratulations, in early 2019, which continues to strengthen his family values and brings the total to four. You have four kids now or five, Chris?
I have five now. We just had a new one added three weeks ago. So we have a four-month-old in our house now since...
Oh my gosh, you have five kids. We'll get to this. But over the last 5 years, I keep reading. Over the last 5 years, Chris has been fortunate to share his advocacy for kids through his education initiative with family law professionals across the country. SoberLink has seen significant rise in education over the last 2 years, helping position the system as an essential tool in every family law practice. Chris, this is like an amazing thing. First of all, I want to hear about the babies. How many kids do you have under what age?
So I have five. I have three boys and two little girls. The boys are the oldest and the girls are the youngest. So let's see now you're quizzing me on ages, but we have a 12-year-old is our oldest. And we have a 9-year-old boy. Those two are biological. And then the next three we took out of foster care. So our oldest son is 3 years old, and then we have a 1 year old and a 4 month old.
Oh my gosh, you guys sleeping?
Full house.
How's your sleeping?
Right now, not so much. last night was particularly tough, so I'm a little droggy, but we're doing okay.
Okay, so I'll bring down the energy.
Yeah, we got this new machine called like the Shusher, and it
What's
goes
that?
Shh, shh, shh. It's crazy, but
all night?
All night. And I don't know if you can really sleep to that, but it's kind of like a cadence in your sleep now.
Okay, so now you get used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had
it's an unusual machine. White noise, but yeah. Hey, it seems to kind of be working. So I'm keep my fingers crossed that I will be getting more sleep as the week progresses.
Oh, I hope so. So I'll bring down my energy level for you because I'm pretty hyped up.
No worries. So no, it's okay. Let's keep that energy level going. I need it.
Okay, good. I don't know about the shusher. I could try that for my boyfriend. Just shush him all day. Maybe that could go. Just keep going. Shush. We'll see. Okay, so SoberLink. Tell me about this. I read about it. I did my research, but it is an incredible product. I have to tell you. How did it begin? What does it do? Tell me everything.
Sure. So we started this project back in like 2011. It consists of a portable breathalyzer that's incorporated with a camera and a wireless technology to communicate those results in real time. So what happens is a monitor client would blow into our device, and as they're blowing into the device, it takes a photo of them. And that photo uses facial recognition technology to actually confirm the identity, so it's not your sober buddy. And then it sends those results in about 60 seconds to whoever's on the monitoring agreement. Usually, or most typically, it would be your partner in the parenting. And they're able to know that their children are safe, and gives them a little peace of mind that they're with a sober parent. So it's really twofold. This product helps both the parent who's struggling with alcohol abuse and the parent who wants to know that, the other parent is staying with their program, or that they're staying, keeping their child safe when it's not with the primary parent. So we see a lot of different applications, but for family law, it's all about keeping the kids safe. And then in amicable divorces, we see that it's a product that can bring back trust in the relationship. And sometimes trust gets lost during these episodes of alcohol abuse, and our product can really bring that trust back in the relationship. Even if it does end in divorce, it can still be amicable and make sure that going forward, we're keeping all the parents involved in parenting these young kids. And that's what we really hold true to ourselves, that we're giving these parents the opportunity to do so.
I think that's amazing. I love it because, of course, I'm all about amicable parenting and doing divorce right. Yeah. And I just think this is an incredible thing because it does bring back the trust, because you can prove right to each other that you're doing it right. I mean, you're showing in and showing up, and for the kids, it's all about the kids. I think that's incredible.
Yeah. Our device went through an FDA clearance where, we do a once a year audit, and we have a bunch of different tests that we have to do to maintain our consistency. And I think that's really important, that we put so much effort into the technology and maintaining that technology and always improving it, that parents can rely on our technology, and attorneys as well that right. represent these parents. And, that leads to successful monitoring programs.
And so you have different programs for different things, correct?
Like different. That's correct. Yeah. I mean, we have two different programs that we offer in family law. We have a parenting time only program that's level one, where you only test during your parenting time period. So most typically you would test like a half hour before the parenting time period, maybe every 4 to 6 hours during the parenting time. And then after dropping the children back off, you would test again to bookend the parenting time period, and therefore have documentation of sobriety during that entire parenting time period. Level two is a little bit different. That's more of our treatment model, but it's about testing 7 days a week, and you test on a schedule. So you would test 3 to 4 times a day. And then maybe after 6 months of doing this testing, you can drop down to 2 times a day. But we really like to see the positive reinforcement and the new behaviors that program actually allows to happen. When you start supplementing positive feedback from what was negative before, that's where we start to see behavioral change. And our professionals have advised us that, after a year of monitoring, you can see significant behavioral change. And that's important at the end game of what we're trying to do here.
Of course. And so can this be court mandated, or is this something that's that you have to agree on with each other, or how does this?
Yeah, so it happens both ways. We see about 30% of our use being court mandated. Back in the days, it was a judge would order the parent not to drink alcohol 24 hours prior to the parenting time period.
Wow.
And everyone would kind of throw their arms up and go, well, how do we adhere to this order? There's not a technology out there that actually allows us to do this. And now we're actually seeing that old order kind of changing. And with new technology and SoberLink, they're finding a way that, hey, I can use SoberLink and we can ensure that the parent is not drinking during the entire parenting time period. And we're just seeing how the evolution of this product is coming into courts and how it's being used effectively to keep kids safe and to also build back that trust with the other parents. So that's important.
And also, I think, if you don't mind, for the kids as well, yeah. I know that I have someone close to me that even older children, you know, teenagers, they know, like they're familiar with their, when their parents are, you know, they know when their parents are drinking and when they're not, and there's a problem and they feel unsafe getting in the car with their mom or their dad. How horrifying is that for the child, right?
It is. And we're really pleased that our product can be the communicator in that situation. You know, no longer does that child have to get involved, or no longer does there need to be an argument about what's happening. You know, when you take a test, you blow compliant. We all know what's happening. The tests are then submitted to people on the monitoring agreement in real time. So 60 seconds later, I know exactly what's going on. I know that my person that I parent with is coming to my house to pick up the children and is sober. You know, I know they're dropping off sober. I mean, all these things are happening in real time. And that's so important to make sure that no one else is getting caught up into this, you know, and causing more conflict.
And like, how does this, I mean, maybe this is silly, I'm asking a silly question, but how does this happen? Like, if, for example, the person isn't sober, I mean, is there like an alert? Is that to something? How does, what happens then?
Yeah. So if a, the way our system is set up, it is a breathalyzer technology. So if you test positive, we go through what's called a retest cycle.
Okay.
Our machine will lock down for 15 minutes, give the monitor client the chance to rinse their mouth out just in case there might be contaminants or something that they might have done that might be affecting the test. So we always want to make sure there's a confirmation of that positive if there's a positive test. So a secondary positive would be when we actually send out alerts to say that there has been a drinking event. And, you know, but that system is in place to protect the monitor client also.
Right.
Because there is alcohol and some things that you use. We tell you to make sure you eliminate all those things from your repertoire prior coming on to a technology like SoberLink. But let's say you rinse your mouth with Listerine. Listerine has alcohol in it.
Sure. Right.
And you could just be in your daily routine and just not very mindful at the time and took a test and it blows positive. But we know that after 3 to 4 minutes, if you did have something like swishing Listerine in your mouth, it will evaporate from the mouth cavity in those 2 to 3 minutes. So we give that monitor client 15 minutes to then retest. If they retest compliant, then it's, you know, we know what happened and it goes as a compliant test. But yeah, like you said, if there is a positive test that has been then validated with another positive test, we send alerts out immediately to all of those that are associated with the parenting plan
That's
agreement.
Incredible.
And then there's usually within the parenting plan, there are actions that take place that are defined in that plan.
I see.
So immediate pickup, there's usually a list of maybe alternative parents that can come by and pick up. So we see grandparents on the list or something that, where, you know, there can be immediate exchange of the children back, or let's say you're not allowed to, you know, you're not supposed to drink before, but you do drink, then there might be consequences to that parenting time period and maybe the next one, and you have to prove your sobriety for another week to then go. But every single situation is so different. And those things are agreed upon. A lot of times there will be a mental health professional that's involved helping define those consequences. And we always recommend that you can get someone that, you know, is maybe a family psychologist or can even be an addiction or sobriety coach, depending on who you look towards to help you with the situation. So,
I mean, this is just unbelievably incredible. I just, when I heard about it, I think I saw you or heard you on another podcast, and I'm really good friends with one of the, I think it was Michael Daniels and Fair or something.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It was just, I can't believe I haven't heard about it sooner. It's the most incredibly brilliant thing. I commend you. I think it's fantastic. And it also is very discreet, looking at the, you know, people can't see it, but if you go on your website, it's a little guy, like a little, you know, like.
Yeah,
right?
I always tell people it's like having 2 iPhone 6s, not the bigger ones, the six, you know, it's a little bit of a smaller size, but put 2 of those together and that's what it would feel like in your pocket, you know, something like that. So it is discreet and it's meant to be. You know, the way in which we get people activated is through the comfort of their home. They don't need to go down to a facility to get activated, like some other technologies that are out there, like ankle bracelets, where you'd have to go down to a facility to get in, you know, put onto your ankle. This is something that, you know, we FedEx the machine to you, the SoberLink device. And then you would call our customer service team to get activated after the monitoring agreements have been signed by you and the concerned party. So
yeah, it's like not
very simple and discreet.
Yeah, it's less embarrassment. You don't have to feel, you know, I think it's, and it's for the kids. You know, I think people need to remember it's all about the kids, right? I mean, they're in a safe place.
It is, you know, we want the best interest of the kid to be first and foremost. And, you know, there has to be this balance of keeping the parent in the child's relationship and also keeping the kids safe.
I think
that SoberLink actually is a way to balance those two things.
Absolutely.
And that's the importance of it.
Yeah, I think so often we're so quick to pull the kids away from the parent that is having, you know, this is, you know, alcoholism, it's a disease, right? So we're so quick to say, I don't want my kid with you know, their mom or their dad because they've been drinking. But this
that's
is,
right?
And that's to alienate the parent. It's just so awful for the child when this is something to help, right?
This is something to help. I mean, we know there's a parent that's abusing alcohol and then we're going through divorce. This child has a lot that they're going through,
yeah.
You know, and now we're going to complicate it by pulling mom or dad out of the relationship. You know, I don't know if that's in the best interest of the child, right?
I agree with you. I think this is a way to really, I love that it's a balance. If they'll make the, you know, if the parent that's abusing the alcohol can make the decision to, you know, to put their to do this, right, to make a step forward in the right direction, then it's like helps everybody, right?
Absolutely. And that parent is getting more parenting time because of it. I've seen many parenting plans where, you know, after certain amounts of time of compliant behavior, they get more parenting time. And so there's lights at the end of the tunnel, you know, where they're getting more rewards and being able to spend more and more time with their kids.
Well, yeah, because the trust is built, right? Because you can see the actual numbers that, you know, you can see the positive. This is fabulous. The whole thing. I just love it. I just think you're absolutely, this is just like my, I just love it. I cannot even tell you, Chris. I think it's fabulous. I think you're great. I think this is great. So where can everybody find you? Just your website, plain
out. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you can find us at www.soberlink.com.
Yep.
That's SoberLink.
And you will be all over my show notes, and you are now a sponsor of Doing Divorce Right. So you'll be all over everywhere. And I'm so glad to have you.
Thank you.
Cannot say enough about you, and I'm so glad you were here today. Did I miss anything? Did we touch on everything?
I think we touched on everything, and it was a pleasure. Thanks for inviting me to participate. It was great.
Well, I just think you guys are fabulous, and I don't know, just anything I can do to help kids and help you know, amicable divorce. It's my jam. So I'm glad you were here today. Thank you, Chris.
Well, if you want to come down and help with some babysitting, you know.
I mean, actually don't tease me, because my boys are leaving me soon. I have an 18-year-old and a 16-year-old, and I just, you know, the babies are like, you're so lucky. It happens so quickly. They grow up so fast.
Oh boy, they do. Yes.
I mean, you have a 12-year-old, you know, it's like in a minute he'll be driving.
I know.
Oh my gosh. Scary. Don't even get me started. We live close to each other. I might actually come visit. You never know.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, thanks.
Well, you're invited anytime. Thanks.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you. Okay, one more time, you guys. So that's SoberLink, SoberLink.com. And this is Chris Beck. He's been with us today. And I'm Jennifer Hurvitz. As usual, I'm here every Tuesday. You know where to find me at www.jenniferhurvitz.com. And as usual, you know what to do. Peace, love, and truth. Thanks, guys, for being here. Hey, thanks for listening to Doing Divorce Right. Don't forget, if you love the show, subscribe, rate, and review anywhere you get your episodes. And grab my books, One Happy Divorce and Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, on Amazon, Target.com, or my website, JenniferHurvitz.com. As usual, thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week. Peace, love, and truth.